Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Happy Hanukkah to our Jewish listeners, and we thought it would be interesting to learn more about Hanukkah. The Director of Jewish Life and Learning is Rabbi Amy Barnack. Good morning. Welcome to KDK Radio.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
So let's start with a simple question. What is Hanukkah?
Hanukkah is an eight-day festival that began last night, November 28th, and ends the evening of Monday, December 6th this year. And it celebrates the triumph over adversity from a long time ago, 2nd century BCE, when the Jews rededicated the Holy Temple in Jerusalem after it had been defiled by the invading imperial army of the Greek Syrians. And that rededication is really the central value of rededicating to our values, and also hope of triumph against all odds, hope of light in a time of darkness, which is the time of year we're in. So very in keeping with other festivals of light in other cultures.
Okay, and so where in importance in the faith, like, you know, you have Passover, Rosh Hashanah, and Hanukkah, where in the list of importance does Hanukkah fit in?
That's a great question. It is not one of our major festivals. You mentioned Passover, which is a major festival. Also in the fall, our Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, and our Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, are much more serious and restrictive holidays. This is a holiday where you can go to work. You have some rituals to do that you do in the evening, and you have extra prayers to do during the day, but it's not at that highest level of sanctity where you don't go to work.
But it is a gift-giving opportunity, correct?
Correct. You made me a little nervous when you were talking about Cyber Monday. But yes, and that dates back very, very long ago to giving coins as a gift, so simply giving money, because coins were a sign of who was ruling a land. And so the Hanukkah celebrates the defeat of this imperial army that had invaded. And so the coins, those classic coins, showed, Jews as rulers on the face of the coin. That's the origin of the gift giving, is like literally giving coins to show who was in power. But that's translated into what we have in our culture today of giving any kind of gift.
And lighting the menorah, a big deal as well. Each evening, a different candle is lit. Another candle is lit.
That is correct. You start with one candle, building up to eight, an additional candle each night.
Now, is it, I would imagine, with the Christian faith, with Christmas, which is, some people say, well, Santa Claus isn't a holy person. It's
Saint
a long,
Nicholas,
complicated
though,
story.
You know.
But is there anything that one takes from the other for this gift-giving time of the year?
I think, yes, there are similarities. Again, I think that both holidays probably originated in wanting to bring light into a time of darkness when the days are shorter and it's cold, at least in the Northern Hemisphere. So I think that the idea of wanting a festival of lights, so Christmas lights, and the Yule log, and, you know, all of those traditions, it's very similar. It's bringing light into your house at a dark time. So that's a similarity. And I think, you know, the gift giving, look, we absorb from the culture around us. Not every Jewish country is as into gift giving at this holiday as we are here in the United States, probably because of the impact of Christmas. But I think that spirit of giving and the spirit of kind of optimism and hope for the future is a very important message at it during the time of winter.
Okay, so you're not saying we're too materialistic, are you?
I would never say that on Cyber Monday. You know, go for it.
Yeah, this pagan holiday, Cyber Monday. Let's not forget the real reason we're celebrating the holiday season. And Hanukkah, is it a big festive celebration? Are the crowds large, dinner parties large at homes, or is it more of a family thing? And what should people do with COVID?
You know, that's obviously this is the second year we're dealing with it. And Hanukkah can certainly be performed just with your family in your home. I know several families where all, you know, eight members have COVID, families of rabbis, Jewish families, even though they were vaccinated. So it's a very hard time right now. So certainly you can fulfill all of the traditions without going to any kind of big gathering. Nonetheless, just like all holidays, people are used to gathering with friends and family. People are used to, in some cases, going to parties. We are hosting at the Jewish Federation a Hanukkah bash for young adults at this Saturday night, which is the seventh night of Hanukkah. And, you know, that certainly is a tradition, but we really hope that people are safe, because ultimately it's about your life and the life of your loved ones. That's far more important than gathering with more and more people.
We're with Rabbi Amy Bardak. Curious what you believe is the most misunderstood thing about the Jewish faith.
That's you're stumping me with these hard questions at 6:30 a.m., but I'll try. I think one of the misunderstood things about the Jewish faith is that Judaism came first and Christianity came afterwards. Because really they both developed like two branches of the same tree. So Judaism continued to develop into what it is now for centuries after the birth of Christianity through the Talmud and all our laws. So kind of Judaism and Christianity are sort of siblings and share that biblical tradition at its root, at its core.
Mm-hmm. And for Hanukkah, is there any special food?
Yes. We have a tradition of really healthy food like donuts. Because there is a miracle we remember about the miracle of the oil lamp, which burned in the temple that was rededicated and reignited. And so we eat foods with oil, so donuts or potato pancakes, which can really be any vegetable, any kind of anything with oil. So it's a festival of foods with oil.
And I think we all can agree on donuts. Yes, that's
yes, it isn't so controversial.
No.
I would say.
I thought somebody brought in some delicious food for Hanukkah to start, but that apparently that was
birthday cake.
No, it was a leftover from Thanksgiving, which now cake. Is wait, that was last Thursday.
It's still appreciated.
Yeah,
I will eat it.
Fresh jelly donuts.
Yes,
fresh jelly donuts for all.
Rabbi, I couldn't agree more. Thank you for taking time for us this morning, and happy Hanukkah to you.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!